Hey everybody, it's Signs of Chaos, and on this audio boot, I'll be discussing how what I call the Gold Star Generation has ostensibly killed personal responsibility. A little bit further. So, the Gold Star Generation, let's talk about that first. The Gold Star Generation is the group of people today who have been brought up under this rule that everything you do is special. Everything you do is wonderful, and every one of your achievements, even if it's a C, even if you won fourth place in the race, is special. You accomplished something just by doing it. That's great, to an extent. People should be rewarded for trying, to be sure. But the problem is, when you do that too much, you get the kind of people that I'm going to talk about now. These are the people that ostensibly cannot take responsibility for when they don't do something correctly, okay? Because they've been brought up to assume that everything they do is special, right? So what this creates are hostile people who take things like constructive criticism as an attack, who take, you know, people suggesting ways for them to improve on something they may have done. And this is up into and including, you know, bosses, people who have that to say to you as people who pay you to do a certain job. You know, and the basic response is like, hey, man, all right, why are you picking on me? I got this. I know what I'm doing. Well, no, you don't. And, you know, I mean, the overall response is aggression. Not so much aggression, because that, well, that's being bred out of people too, to a degree, right? It's just this passive-aggressive, snarky sarcasm, more like it. Because that's today's aggression, right? So, I mean, which do you think is better? Do you like the Gold Star Generation? These folks who, you know, really just are convinced of their own infallibility. Okay? Or do you like the other hand? You know, the generation that grew up playing competitive sports, sometimes being told that they suck by the coach. Something I'll call, let's say, right, the second place is the first loser generation. Okay? The generation that was taught to believe that it's not okay to be second place. The generation, or generations rather, because that's the way things have gone for quite a while in my view, that I feel like shaped the development of this country and brought this country to the heights it once was at. Okay? We're not doing that anymore. We're setting play dates now, and we're stopping bullying. Don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with play dates or bullying, but they're symptomatic of a bigger picture. Okay, and that bigger picture is rendering us less competitive. You're already seeing the benefits of that. The scientific breakthroughs that have been coming out of other countries in recent years, they haven't been coming out of here. You know, developments in medical technology, sciences, all that's been coming out of other countries. Well, not all of it. I mean, you know, certainly people are still doing great work here, but per capita, you know what I mean? The percentages are being skewed more and more. We are becoming less competitive. And I feel like, to a degree, it's because of the way people have been raised to assume that everything they do is special. So, while again, it's well-meant and good-intentioned, I don't know that it's a good long-term strategy. I think it's weakening people. But again, Twitter is about conversation and it's about interaction, so I wanted to put this out to you guys and see what you think. Are you a Gold Star supporter, or are you a second place is the first loser supporter? As always, I'm really thankful and interested in RTs, in replies, in any thoughts you may have to share on the matter. And, you know, thank you to everybody who's listening. Thank you to people who choose to RT or reply. This is what this is all about, and I thank you for checking me out. You have a great day.